Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, on this sunny Wednesday afternoon, let's have a chat with Gav, who joins us on the line here this afternoon. Hello, Gav.
Hello. It's a lovely Wednesday afternoon.
Isn't it what?
It's beautiful. Lovely breeze, nice and sunny. Everything's lovely and lush and green. And, yeah, couldn't be nicer.
And the best place to be today would be down at the nursery down there at Lee Rowan's Garden World, for sure, wouldn't it?
Well, one of the best places.
One of the best places, you reckon?
Depends whether you've spent the last 35 years here or not.
That's a fair time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I do get that comment off most people when I tell them.
Because, you know, in this day and age, there are jobs out there that used to be jobs for life. And maybe it's a case for you there, Gav. Maybe it's going to be a job for life for you there.
Oh, I think it will be. I mean, I have less than 10 years to go till I can retire, so I think I'm like one of those one-team footballers that always stays with the same person all the way through.
Well, I've got to say to you, you're very loyal, and loyalty these days, as you know, when it comes to sport in particular, when you're talking about that, unfortunately has gone out the door, but being a loyal employee, I mean, I think that's very important, and to be with somebody for 35 years, I think you should be congratulated on that, Gav.
Thank you.
That's okay.
For me, it's a big thing.
Well, yeah. I think it should be a big thing for you. It should be a big thing for a lot of people who stick out in one job for so many years. And there's been a lot of those people that have done that, you know, been in jobs for 40 years, 45 years. Some people hang around for 50 years.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever make the old John Laws, though. I don't think I could ever stick to it for that long.
So you won't make 71 years, you don't think, Gav?
No, I don't think so.
All right, we better get on to our garden chat today. Yes. Can you believe, it's very hard to believe that there's only, what, 5 weeks till Christmas?
Today, yes, 5 weeks today will be Christmas Day, being a Wednesday.
Getting closer, and I suppose it's a really good time to, just before Christmas comes along, to maybe get your garden ready. So, you know, when you have your friends and family around, you can show your garden off, can't you?
Well, there's so many things you can do between now and then. And I can promise you, I probably won't be talking to you that day either in 5 weeks.
I was going to give you a call, actually, and see if you were available.
Well, you never know. You never know. So, anyway, look, between now and then, if you need your lawn, let's start off with the lawn, the most obvious piece of anybody's garden. When people pull up, they like to see a nice green lawn. Do you have areas, the bare areas that need replacing? Get them in now. Give it 3 to 4 weeks to look good before Christmas. So if you need to replace pieces, turf these days is sold, well, we sell it by tiles. You can buy a nice, you know, like the old carpet tiles you used to buy. You can just literally cut out a section of lawn and replace it with a nice new piece of tile to get that done. If you don't need to do that, there's still a bit of time before it gets too hot and humid to do a light top dressing. Sometimes that's all you need, just to lift it a bit, to make it as green as other people's, just to get a bit of thickness to it. It doesn't hurt to do a very light, and I'm only talking, like in the old scale, we used to say a half an inch. These days it's 12 mil, but somewhere around that, just a light top dress of good top dressing mixture with all the fertilizer in it, just to get it nice and lush and green. Failing that, just a fertilizer will do. Now, get all this done before Christmas because, of course, the one time you do always avoid is the two hottest months of the year, which are generally January and February. So we need to avoid those two, which means you've pretty much got 4 weeks to get that lawn looking good to get you then through to autumn. So good idea. First thing everybody wants, lush, green lawn to drive up to. The next thing is making sure that that garden is well mulched. Now, the one thing I can guarantee you with the weather is that we can never work out exactly what's going to happen in a month's time. So being that January and February are generally hot, They're the two hottest months of the year. That's the one time that you want a good, solid mulch over the garden. So when we do get a storm, or when we do get some rain, or when you put the sprinkler on, it makes the most of that water. The one thing you don't want to do at that time of year, the time of year when water is crucial, is to have it hitting the ground and then just running off to the side, or what's even worse, is down the gutter or down the driveway. That's one thing you don't want to do. You want to make the most of every drop. And the best way you can do that is for the lawn is to have it lush and green so it soaks it up, and for the garden to have a good solid mulch over it. So you'll notice yourself when you hose, the water basically just disappears into the mulch. Whereas if it's just straight dirt, it'll just wash to the side, or what's, as I said, what's even worse, it'll wash down the driveway or down the path, and you'll have completely lost all that extra water. That's one thing you want to make the most of. Do it now. Get it down before it gets to that really hot, dry weather. The other thing I put down here is a herb garden. Now, the one thing people do like over the summer period, and now I'm not just talking about Christmas, I'm talking about all those afternoons in January where you may have a pool party, you may have people over for drinks and a bit of a barbecue, and you want a bit of mint for the drinks. You may want a bit of rosemary for the lamb. You may want some rocket for the salad, some basil, some thyme. Now is the time to get them started so that you can start picking them when you need them. If you give them 4 to 5 weeks growth, which would then put you the week of Christmas, that will give you nice bushy little plants that you can pick from and get lots of these fresh herbs. You won't have to go to the supermarket and battle the crowds to buy them. You can literally just go out the back door, grab a few bits and pieces, grab some leaves, and off you go. As well as that, you may even want to plant 2 or 3 in a little terracotta bowl or a nice bowl and give them to somebody as a fresh Christmas present. I mean, that's always a nice thing for the gardener that has everything. Make up a little bowl, put 3 or 4 or 5 little herbs in. There's so many different size bowls these days. Make them up, grow them now for the next 3 or 4 weeks, and you will have the perfect fresh present that they can take home and pretty much use the same straight away. Would be perfect. The next thing, of course, plant some colour for Christmas. If you haven't done it yet, now is the time, the last time, to get it in. Petunias, marigolds, all those things you think about for summer colour, get them in now so that in the next 4 to 5 weeks, they get a bit of growth on them. We've just done our gardens out the front here with yellow marigolds. We planted, I think, 300 or 400 of them out the front here, and they've already in a fortnight started to get little flower heads on the top of them. So now is the time to get them going so you get some nice bit of colour. Now, this can be in bowls. This can be in window boxes. This could just be in the garden out the front when people pull up. It'll give you that bit of colour that you need just at that right time of year. The next thing, of course, is going on the herb theme is, of course, vegetables. It's now time. Get your last of your tomatoes in, especially those little snack-sized ones that kids love to just pick off. You give them a bit of a wash. They can eat them like the cherry-sized ones. Eat them straight off the vines. Those little snack cucumbers, they've become a huge thing in supermarkets now in the little plastic containers. Well, you can avoid that and grow your own. They don't get that big, basically about a square metre, so a metre by metre, and you can grow those nice little snack size cucumbers that, again, they're promoting now as a great healthy little snack that you can, again, just pick off the vine, give them a bit of a wash and eat them straight. The picking lettuce, the ones that you don't have to wait for the hearting, the ones that are just like all the big bunch of leaves that you can pick leaves as you want, combine them with a bit of rocket and you've got yourself a nice salad in a bowl with some little snack size tomatoes thrown in. Chilies, capsicums, there's so many things you can put in now just to get a nice bit of colour in the centre of the table on Christmas Day.
Well, there you go. There's a list of things there that you can do as you get towards Christmas and get your gardens ready for the Christmas period. I like your idea about giving the herbs and that sort of stuff, you know, as presents for your visitors. I thought that was a really good idea.
Yeah, well, you could do one in a little terracotta pot. If you know you've got six couples coming, give them one each in a little terracotta pot. Plant up the herb. It might be mint. It might be basil, thyme. There's so many, oregano. There's so many you can pick from. And just do all different ones. And that way, every guest can take home a nice, fresh little plant that they can then pick off for the rest of summer. I think it's a great idea.
Yes, I do too. I think it's a great idea, and I think I might take your tip, actually. I've got a few friends coming over on Christmas Day, so you can just leave that with me.
Or even a nice little bowl, like a little terracotta bowl with two or three different ones in it that they can use together, sit them in the centre of the table outside, and then you can just pick the leaves off as you need them.
Yep, an unexpected gift and a very good idea as well. All right, Gav, well, thank you very much for all those wonderful ideas as we prepare our gardens for the Christmas period with only 5 weeks to go. It is knocking on our door very, very quickly. It'll
come around very quick.
Oh, yes, indeed. So we appreciate all those wonderful ideas, and I'm sure our listeners will take those on board. Now, Lee Rowans, for our listeners who may be new to the show, we better find out where Lee Rowans Garden World is at Warners Bay.
Well, we are, yes. We have our nursery. We have our nursery here at 381 Hillsborough Road. Now, Hillsborough Road's a very long road that runs from Charlestown all the way down to Warners Bay. We're right down the Warners Bay end. We have a lovely cafe. If it's a hot day and you want to drink while you're here, go for your life.
And your website's pretty good too these days, isn't it?
All the W's, LeeRowans.com. Perfect to have a look at.
Indeed, and get some ideas on the website
as well.
Absolutely. Well, Gav, it's been, as always, really good to talk to you, and we look forward to, again, doing it same time next week. And just think, next week, there'll be 4 weeks to go to Christmas.
Yes, you'll come around quicker than ever.
Absolutely. Good on you, Gav. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Our gardening expert, Gav, from Lee Rowans Garden World, with plenty of great ideas as you get yourself ready for Christmas, and also, most importantly, getting your garden ready for Christmas as well. Elle's got the